Hello everyone, this is Combis. It's been a while. Combis MBI is here, ladies and gentlemen. So, I've been sitting somewhere in a park and I was listening to AJ's podcast. So I said to myself, maybe this is a good idea to create these kind of stuffs and share it in my weblog. And in the podcast, AJ had this idea, you know, to walk around the city or maybe sit somewhere, have some coffee and talk to the listeners. So I said to myself, okay, this is a good idea. Maybe if I want to go outside and sometimes walk a little bit, maybe I can just put my earphones in and talk. Right now, I'm in the house. I'm doing nothing. So the first episode is not going to be outside. I don't know about outside, how the voice quality is going to be. I don't know much. So let's try it and let's see what will happen. But since I actually created this idea of weblog challenge, because I wanted you guys to actually cooperate a little bit and write your own weblogs, your ideas and different things. And I haven't updated it much, so it seems ridiculous, right, to expect people to do that, but when you don't do it, so it seems crazy. So I told myself, okay, so let's update this weblog, sometimes put some times, and record some voice. Let's talk a little bit about the ideas, about the things that I've learned, and share it with other people, or write about them. Maybe I found some good stuffs out there and I can share with you guys. Maybe. Or, of course, sometimes I like to write stories. So why not? I write the stories when I have free time. Right now, I don't have much time. So mostly I like to talk about my ideas. And when I write the stories, so you know about my stories, right? So I write the stories, mostly horror stories, and I add some sound effects. It's going to be funny some ways. So maybe I'll share them in my weblog. So this weblog is going to be about that. So cut the shit, Combis. Let's start with the podcast. Today we're going to talk about children's education. So when it comes to education, what is the first thing that people think about, right? So the first thing that if you ask a regular person, where is the water? I can find water here. So yeah, the first thing comes to mind when you talk about education, especially for children, is a school, right? Schooling. And people talk about, oh, they're not learning anything from schools. And what are you learning from schools? What they are teaching you? So sometimes I see parents, they're blaming their children because they're rude in some ways, maybe, and they don't know much. For example, they can't calculate and do some math exercises or grammar drills or whatever. And parents usually blame them because they can't do that. And they think that the schools are responsible for that. And here's the thing, you chose to send your children to that school, so you must not blame them, because the schools are for that. It doesn't matter if it's elite school, it's for geniuses, or for some idiots, or public school, private school, it doesn't matter at all. Most schools are the same, basically. If you pay more money, you will have a better chance to actually have a little bit more education, but not much. So, why we must send our children to the schools? And I think that one of the things is that we just look at status quo. What are people doing, right? So we look at them and we say, okay, so everyone is going to school. Everyone is sending our children, sending their children to school. So why not us? We have to do it because schools are for children and children must go there. And of course, learn and find friends. If they stay at home, they can find friends and they won't be sociable. Of course, if you mean by sociable, learning lots of curses and saying bad stuffs, is it real being sociable and social life, something like that? Of course it's not, because my actually nephew recently talked very badly to me. So I can say that schools aren't that effective that much. So recently I was listening to actually Rich Dad Radio Show, and I'm gonna share it actually link with you guys that you guys can check it out if you like. And it's about this issue, and in that podcast, what one thing that is very, very, very interesting is that there are two kids in the podcast, okay, with their parents, of course. So father and mother is there, and of course two kids, two boys. One is eight years old, and the other one is 10, and they're talking like they're 30. So by listening to that podcast, because it was about, of course, radio show, that radio show, Rich Dad Radio Show, is about financial issues, right? How to become rich. And it's mostly about finances. So the kids were talking about how to be an entrepreneur, how to make money, how to buy assets, how to take care of your liabilities, your expenses, how cash flow works, and different things like that. So by looking at that, I told myself, these kids, even at these ages, know more about these stuffs, and know more than me, you, and other people, other adults, people, mature people. So they were kids. They were only 8. They were only 10, but they could talk very, very in an awesome way. They started some business when they were only 3. They could actually sell lemonades, and when they were 3. So here's the thing. In that podcast, there was a point that I want to share today with you. And if you're listening to this, you can share your ideas with me. And I think that there was something in that we must take into consideration. And the point was that, what is the most important thing in life? So we go to school, and after that we go to college. For what? Because we want to have a job, right? We want to have a job, we want to make money, and we want to actually guarantee our future, right? So by listening to that podcast, I found out that the real stuff is to learn about how money works instead of going to school and instead of taking care of a schooling. Because in real life, we need to understand how money works, how the cash flow must go, how we must actually invest money, how we must buy assets, how we must let the money work for us, right? This is the thing that we must take into consideration instead of going to school. Because when you go to school, you learn about math, you learn about the facts that aren't facts at all. You learn about history that isn't true. It's all about propaganda and lots of bullshit out there. So I think in a school you won't learn much. You know, I was an accountant, and I learned accounting in a school. But I can't consider myself as an accountant, because not because I am an idiot. No, of course not. Because I just focus on colleges and schools, because I was in high school. When I was in high school, actually, I was majoring in accounting. So after that, I went to college, and of course, I majored in accounting again. So these 8 years of accounting process, learning accounting, wasn't beneficial at all. So you can see that a kid who is only 8 or 10 can understand accounting more than me. Why? Because that kid is learning the real stuff. And how? One of the things that the father mentioned, the father and the mother mentioned, was actually they brought their children to the business meetings, to their business's deals. Usually they would go out when they wanted to actually have a deal or something. They would go out and they would bring the children with them, and they would taught they would teach them actually. They would teach them, okay, you see, we are doing this because of this, and we are buying assets because of the cash flow, of course. So you can see, children, just by being in that situation and by learning the new stuff, right now they have this idea that they can make money in the future. When they get 80, they can easily make a lot of money. And they're not afraid to be an entrepreneur. Because when you're an entrepreneur, you're going to make a lot of money, right? So in the schools, no, you will be afraid to be an entrepreneur. And you're going to get trained to be employees and get jobs. And when you get jobs, your money is not for you. You work, even if you work, for example, 100 hours in a month, you will get that much paycheck that you would get, you know, when you work 15 hours or something. So you see, that's a problem. That's a main problem that a lot of people don't think about. So education is not a schooling. So don't waste your time on a schooling. And that's why I actually agree. I totally agree with that. And when you look at lots of successful people, they don't talk about schools. I've never seen any successful person who talks about the schools. Talks, yes, only they talk about the school and they talk shit, right? They talk, say, they just say, schools are bullshit. Don't send your children there because they won't teach you, teach your children enough. Of course, you can send them, but you must teach them the real stuff. So I'm here to tell you, because I know that a lot of you guys have kids, and you're very, very worried about your kids' future. So why not? Why not start with this? Cash flow. Teach them instead of giving them. Because, you know, recently my nephew got a bicycle from my father. And my father paid it. So if you compare my father with that father in the podcast, the father in the podcast, if he wanted to give them bicycle, he would tell them the ways that they can make money to buy that bicycle. Instead, my father actually, he paid for the bicycle. So in this way, when you compare these two, instead of teaching them how to make money and how to make enough money to buy that bicycle, if you're giving them constantly, if you're giving them, you're making them lazy. And as a result of that, they won't make any progress for the future. And they will become lazy and they won't make money. And they won't go to work. I can see my cousin, for example. My cousin is 24 and he's just at home right now. And he says, oh, there is no job outside. So this is ridiculous, because that kid, actually, his mother always giving him food. His father is gone, always giving him money. So there's no need for him to go outside and work. So that's why he became lazy. You see, one of the most, you know, dangerous problems that we as humans, and of course the children, can face in their future is that they become afraid to do new stuffs. Because fear is the reason that a lot of us don't go for success. We don't try to be successful. And I think that one of the reasons that a lot of us are not successful is the fear. That we are afraid to try new things. We are afraid to be an entrepreneur. We are afraid to invest money. We are afraid of our country. We are afraid of our government. So one of the reasons is that, right? And one of the basic reasons that we are afraid, one of the common example that we can say is the school. So schools are making you afraid to be like that. So when you want to teach your children, you must teach them to try new stuffs at the beginning stage of their life. You know, I remember that there was an entrepreneur who got millionaires at the age of 17, if I'm not mistaken. He said once, I can't remember his name, but he said once that his mother, when he was only 4, his mother told him that if I leave you in one of the streets, okay, imagine that the woman was talking about was 3 streets away from the house, from their house. So imagine that a kid who is only four, and the mother is asking him such a thing. And the mother said that, if I leave you here, can you go and come back home, actually? Can you come back home by yourself if I leave you here? And the kid said, all right. And the mother left the child there and went back home. And the child got back home. And what we can learn from this? That the mother actually, yes, of course, it's dangerous. And when you talk to regular people, they say, no, this is dangerous. I don't want to do such a thing. And because this is a common sense, right? This is common. This is status quo. People always taking care of their child, and they're making them weak instead of letting them face the fears. My nephew won't go even to the store to buy ice cream because he's afraid. You see? So the mother actually helped the child to overcome the fear. And the child, at the beginning stage of his life, overcame the fear, and he became a millionaire at the age of 17. He actually started his own business at the age of 17, and he became millionaire. You see? And Darren Hardy is another example. So he started his business at the age of 18, and he became a millionaire at the age of 24. So just, there are lots of examples that you can check it out, right? So education is not what you're thinking. Education is the real deal. Go outside. Just compare your life with the rich people's life and see how they become rich, and use that pattern of their life and teach them to your children. And I highly guarantee that your children have a bright future instead of just giving them all the things that they want, giving them PlayStation, giving them money, giving them even house. People, they give their children houses, and they say, okay, I bought a house for you, and you must be happy with that. No, that's not a good thing. And if you give them just give, they won't improve, and they can't handle their lives. So by the way, this is the end. I think I talked a lot. And share your ideas, guys, if you're listening to this. And see you guys later.